Hello. This is the Fierce Female Network. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson. On today, it is April 16th, 2021. It is 8 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 9 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And guess what? Oh, it is hot and fresh up in here on today. And a slice of freshness for you. But before I introduce the guests, guess what? I want your fingers to do the walking. Let your fingers do the walking on your mobile devices and on your laptop. Go right on over to Facebook, and I want you to use the keyword Fierce Female Network and give the page a like, if you will. But now let's get down to the boss of the sauce on tonight. Listen to the boss of the sauce. I have the voice superstar on tonight from season 16, Miss Presley. Man, we got a powerhouse up on here in tonight. She's going to sing. We're going to have some great music. And so we're going to get down with the voice season 16 superstar on tonight, Miss Presley Tennant. I'm all fired up and cannot wait to speak with you. Hello, Miss Presley.
Hello.
How's it going? God. It's going great. It's an honor to have you here on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're more than welcome. You know what? I'm going to jump right in. You know, the show is hot. It's hot tonight because you're here. You're sizzling. You're bad. You're a super bad mama, if I can say that. All right. And you know what? We're going to wind it on up on tonight, Ms. Presley. And so I want your reaction. I want you to tell us all about your experience on The Voice, and then I'm going to jump into your fabulous music career. I have some great music that I'm going to play on tonight. But you know what? Share with us a little bit about your experience on The Voice during season 16. Tell the listening audience they want to know all about it.
I will say the most incredible experience that I've ever had. I was 16 at the time, and I'm 18 now. So I still was very young, but I'm very young now still. But I learned so much during that entire process, just being around so many talented musicians that were just singing on the show and that were even working the show. And then getting to work with Kelly Clarkson was like a dream come true. I have looked up to her ever since I first started singing. And so it was like a crazy moment when she turned her chair, and I could not be more grateful.
I know it was phenomenal. I know that it was phenomenal. And tell me, the voice experience, the experience that you had on The Voice, I know it just really catapulted your career, your singing career, to a whole another level. So I know your game has just upped a whole nother level, and I know that you've gained some amazing talent, even more talent. So you've got some more tools in your toolbox to use, you know, during the duration of your career in singing and whatever other talents that you may have, acting. Who knows, maybe you want to do some acting, you never know, because you have that fabulous commercial, you have that thing, you've got that thing. Some people have that thing and some people don't have that thing. So your thing has that shine all over it. So you're shining and you've got that thing, and so I know you want to use it everywhere in all different facets, acting, modeling. You know what? The world is your oyster, and you can do that. You can do that. You got a fabulous voice. You got an awesome look, and you can work your stuff, honey. You can work your stuff in this universe.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. So tell us about your music. So what do you hope to do in the future with your music?
So I have just released a song a couple days ago on the 12th, and that was called Bite the Bullet, which I'm super excited that it's finally out. It's been, like, my baby just, like, waiting to, like, finally, like, show everybody, like, this is what I've been working on for a while. And so it's finally out, and the response has been phenomenal, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm working on an EP right now that should be coming out very soon within this year, so make sure to stay tuned for that. And then, obviously, I'd love to get performing again as soon as everything is opened up safely and things like that. But I'm super excited for what's to come.
You know, and tell some of the budding artists, maybe they may not understand when you were talking about Bite the Bullet, and that song is phenomenal. It is just so rocking delicious. It is delicious. It's almost like my mango in the morning. When I have mango, oh, it's so sweet and juicy and delicious. So this song is like that. It's sweet, juicy, and delicious, and you just want to get down in it. And so tell us about your experience with Bite the Bullet. Sometimes artists don't understand that it takes a while. Sometimes something comes to you musically, and you may get the lyrics, and you get it down, but it takes a while to cultivate it and get it out there. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight, and so some budding artists, maybe they don't understand that process. How can they get through that process a little bit easier? Because it can be a little tough sometimes, because you want to hit the floor running with your song and with your music, but it takes a little bit of time. So how can they kind of take it one step at a time when they have that song that they just want to get out there?
I will say that you should never rush the process, because you always, when you rush things, you aren't going to be super happy with the product that's like the final product. And so I was going into my writing session with two fabulous ladies, and that was Mary Sue England and Victoria Banks, absolutely amazing woman. And I kind of came into the session with like this idea for a title, saying like Bite the Bullet is a really cool title. Like, we could do something super fun with it. And Mary Sue came up with like, she was like, I was in the shower, and I was thinking, I thought this could be, like, a really cool idea, like, melody-wise, and sort of, like, that together could be a really powerful combination. And so we just kind of sat down, thought about it for a quick second, and then the chorus popped out of nowhere so fast. And so I fell in love with it, and we just kind of continued writing off of that. And then the song was produced by Chuck Rhodes and Buddy Hyatt, which are two incredible people as well. Very grateful for them and all that they have done for me for different songs. But I don't know, it was like as soon as we finished writing the song, I was completely in love with it. And so I went to the tracking process, and it was so cool to see the song come to life. And if you don't know what the tracking process is, that's like where the entire band, they listen to it a few times, like the warp tape, and then they just come in and do the song. And it's like done in three takes at most. And it is the coolest thing ever. And so to finally like hear that song come alive from just a work tape to almost completely finished product, it was so cool. It's just like magic in front of you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a listen right now. Everyone that's listening and tuning in, I want you to listen to Bite the Bullet. Check this out.
Here you come again, fever on my skin, giving me that look that makes me want to just give in.
that's bad, that's funky. Man, you know what? I'm sitting up in my chair right here in the studio. I think I turned into Tina Turner. That song was so bad. I turned into Tina Turner. I started dancing around in my chair. Oh, my God. That's some good stuff right there. Wow.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that beat is phenomenal. I'm telling you, the mixing, the music, I mean, everything is just on. It is polished. It is spot on. Tina Turner came in, and I just started dancing. Oh, Lord. That is super bad stuff. Girl, your vocals is just hot stuff. Did you know that?
Oh, thank you so much.
Those vocals, oh, my God. I think you just kind of like channeled Janis Joplin or something. You just turn into somebody else when you started singing. I don't know if you've ever heard Janis Joplin sing, but she was phenomenal in her time and in her era. She was phenomenal. But, oh, my goodness, that's good stuff. That is good stuff.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So tell me, what was it like working with Tim McGraw and some of the other fantastic people that you've worked with?
So I got to open up for them down in Huntington Beach. There was a big country festival down here that they do every year, and it was the coolest experience. I think it was, like, the biggest crowd that I've ever performed in front of. I think there was around, like, 27,000 to 28,000 people, and it was just, like, I looked out and all you saw was, like, people, and it was so cool. It was the coolest experience ever. Everyone was so kind. Everyone was so genuine, which I think is really awesome as well. And so I was very grateful for that opportunity and very fortunate.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That is wonderful. And so tell me a little bit about your management team and some of those phenomenal people that assist you and help to push you forward. I know I work with a lot of different management teams, and they're just phenomenal. And I really thank them all the time when I come on. I thank them so much for some of the people that they connect with, who they connect me with, because without management and agents, I'm telling you, they really put a lot of work in. And so I want to thank your team. You know, I don't know your team personally, but I want to thank your team because they're behind you 100%, and they're doing a fantastic, phenomenal job. Presley, they're doing an awesome job, and I just want to thank your complete team for what they're doing for you.
I'm so incredibly thankful for my entire team, like Paula and Dwayne from Ablaze Entertainment. They are absolutely the best team I could ever ask for. They believed in me from, like, the very beginning of when I first was with them, and even before then when I just knew them and wasn't necessarily – they weren't part of my team yet. But I don't know, it was so cool to have such a phenomenal backing, as well as, like, my parents and things, and, like, my family and friends. And I don't know, it's so cool. Like, my mom and dad and Paula and Dwayne, they're absolutely amazing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So what was school like for you? Did you sing during school? I can imagine that you did. In high school, I'm sure that you sung and you were in different things as far as high school drama, plays, and things of that nature. What was that like?
I went to a performing arts school for all 4 years of my high school experience, and so I got to perform all the time, which I'm so, so grateful for, because I still got to do that, and it's like everyone there was also there for the same reasons, because we all love, like, arts, and we love to express ourselves in different ways that maybe people may not be comfortable with, and so the fact that we were all together and, like, learning and appreciating the art of different things. Like, I took so many different classes. I had vocal classes. I had dance classes. We did stuff like Cirque du Soleil. And so I took a few of those classes, some acting, as well as, like, doing theater and things like that. It was so incredible, and I'm very fortunate to have gone there and have the school back me with whatever I did.
Wonderful. And you know what? You are fearless. You are so fearless. You know, at such a tender age, you've experienced so much. And so all I can think of is that you're just a phenomenal person, and you're just fearless because you just went out there and you did it. You know, you were on The Voice season 16 at a young age, and you just got out there and you just did it. You wowed everyone. So the only thing I can say is you're fearless. Totally fearless. Even though sometimes we are afraid, sometimes we got to do things afraid, even though we're nervous and we're shaking, but we're still being brave. So you were brave enough to go out there and do it.
I feel like that's what makes us human. We all have to push our limits a little bit to get outside of our comfort zone. And soon enough, that becomes like what is comfortable for us. We just got to kind of be willing to take that next step.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And so if it's okay, we're going to turn the tables a little bit. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then I'm going to come back and talk with Presley just a little bit more. This phenomenal talent, amazing, and so I'm just so thankful that she taking the time out of her schedule to join me on tonight. It's just so phenomenal. But I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and then I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more with Presley. Stay tuned.
Woo! I'm feeling good, baby. My flow is getting better and better every day. What they gonna say now? I'm about to take it to the next level. Well, matter of fact,
I need a little bit of fresh air, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air.
I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot.
Fresh air, fresh air. Fresh air, fresh air.
I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot. Top dogs on the bottom, on the dogs on top.
I got my energy, my liquor, set my game on top. I smoke, roll up, and I been strapped top. Fresh out of studio with a brand new track. And I'm heading to the to my favorite spot. Check out the ice on my neck. That's rock. My ice cream sneakers and my lights too dark. My baby mama see me and she want me back. Wanna throw the pussy on a nigga, but I can't stop. I need
fresh, 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 fresh,
look for that.
Fresh, 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 fresh.
I need a little bit of fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot. Fresh air. Fresh air. Fresh air. Fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot. Check my wrist. I'm a necklace, man. That's right.
Smoke a FD trees on the tour bus lot. Nigga jigs rolling that shit up hot. Already in the club, going to the rock. And I just won't stop, and I just can't stop. The management call us, the phone on lock. Got chicks in the front, chicks in the back. Crystal Hennessy, ready here to pop. And these girls wanna show up like brother, what they got to need.
Fresh, 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 fresh,
look for that.
Fresh, 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 fresh,
I need a little bit of fresh air, fresh air. Fresh air, fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot.
It gotta be that money, man. Got me so hot. Gotta be my flow, man. Taking me on top. Gotta be the love that I get in my drop top. Gotta be my wheels pumping up cause they've been flat. Oh, what about these girls when I'm getting my drink on? What about a navigator or that Lincoln? What about my flow? They be waiting for so long. Nigga, I'm the king. Come and give me the damn crown.
Need a little bit of fresh air, fresh air. Fresh air, fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot.
Fresh, 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 fresh,
look for that.
Fresh, 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 fresh,
fresh, fresh,
fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh,
fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh. All right, that was the one and only Mr. Jay Stone with Fresh Air. Now I'm going to turn the tables back to Ms. Presley. And so I do want you to tell us a little bit about what you have planned for the future. I know that you're currently working on your release, Temporary, is that correct?
Just released Bite the Bullet, Temporary came out last October. Okay. That was my first debut single as a country artist.
Okay, all right. And what do you have planned for the future? I know that you're doing your music with Bite the Bullet and pushing that particular song, which you don't have to push because it just floats on its own. It has wings, and I know it's going in places that you will never imagine. But what are some of the other things that you have planned for the future?
I'm working on so much new music, which I'm super excited for. I just finished four new songs out in Nashville a couple weeks ago, so make sure to stay on the lookout for those, as well as just an EP coming out very, very soon, which I am very excited to release that as well. And then just performing as soon as once things are lifted and things like that, and it's safe to go back out.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds really awesome. That's really wonderful. And so, have you ever did an online like an online sitting room or music room, like a listening party. Some artists do listening parties, but they used to be really fun. I used to do them listening parties with different artists, and we'd play the music and support them, and it was really great, and people would show up in the chat rooms, and we would chat with the artists in the chat, you know, in the chat box, and then just kind of play their music, and it was a really nice experience. It was pretty cool. I'm not sure if you ever thought about doing something like that.
I haven't done an online listening party, but I have done a few, like, virtual concerts, which are really cool. But it's still not the same feeling as, like, being in person, but definitely very close to.
Yes, absolutely. And so we're back down to about 7 minutes. And I want to know, what are some of the words that you want to give to some of those individuals who may not have the confidence? And let me ask you, when you well, you kind of been pretty much performing all your life. So with confidence, I don't know if that was something that you had to work on. I know sometimes artists and performers may feel like they don't have the confidence. And then some people turn into a whole different person when they're on the stage. They just kind of like turn into a butterfly and they just do their thing on the stage. And then some people are introverts at home and then they're extroverts on the stage. I'm not sure, which one are you? Which way do you go? Or do you get on the stage and you just become, bam, this person that performs? Or
I will say I'm more of like an introvert at home, but then extrovert on the stage. The stage is where I feel the most comfortable and where I could really like feel free and let go of like anything that's in my mind or something that I've been worried about. Like I kind of let go and just live in the moment of how the energy is during that time. And I feel like that's how a lot of people are. It's just a different environment, and that's just where we feel the most comfortable at. And so I feel like that's really cool that we as artists get to express ourselves in such a different way.
You know, that's amazing, and you're so spot on when you say that. And it's true, because just to share a little bit about myself, I have a really bad stutter. I have a really bad stutter, and so when I'm in conversation with people, sometimes I stutter really, really bad, and then if I get nervous, it gets, you know, it just really turns up. But then when I do my job, you know, it's so amazing. When I start doing what I really love, it's like it just melts. You wouldn't even know that it was there. It just kind of like, poof, it disappears, and I'm in a whole different zone. It's like, so I get it. I totally get it. It's like when I'm doing that thing that I was in my, I call it now the born space, the B-O-R-N. When you're in your born space, what you were born and created to do in the universe, it's like nothing else matters. Presley, when you're on stage, you're in your space in the universe that you were created for. You were born to do the thing that you're doing, singing and being in that space. So when you're in that space, you're just like performing, you're doing your thing, you're shining, because it's your born space. I want you to take that with you. Whenever, wherever you're performing in the future and you hit that stage, you're in your born space, and you're born to shine. You're born to shine. When we're in that space, we're born to shine, and we have to remember that. I don't know, this is just kind of like coming up right now, but if you're tuning in right now and you're listening, when you're in your space in this universe, the space that you were created and born to be in, you won't have any doubts. Nothing will matter, because you're in that space and you were created to do that thing, and you're going to shine. The shine is going to be on it. The shine is going to be on it, and you'll excel. You'll excel phenomenal. You'll go to whole new levels because you were born to do that thing. We're all created and born with different gifts. And Presley has a phenomenal gift that she was born with, and I appreciate listening to her song, Bite the Bullet. It was so phenomenal. I enjoy it, and I'm going to keep playing it during the duration of Fierce Female Network, and I always do that. I support all the artists, the music, and I just love it, Presley. So I just want to thank you. And tell us your website and where we can find you online and share and what you have to offer on in the online space and how you like to connect with your fans.
So you can find me on my website, which is presleypennant.com, and that's PresleyTennant, and that is all my social media as well. That's at Presley Tennant.
Phenomenal. Did you have any closing words? We're about to wrap up right now, and I'm going to end the broadcast with your song, Bite the Bullet. So do you have any closing remarks that you want to share with the listening audience and with your fans right now?
I would just love to say thank you so much for having me. And for anyone that's listening, thank you so much for listening as well. I am super excited that this song, Bite the Bullet, is out, and I hope you guys really like it.
We do. It was such a joy to talk with you. I really appreciate your team for introducing me to you. It was a pleasure. Your joy, your phenomenal energy and spirit, and you're such an amazing, amazing young woman. And I'm telling you, Bite the Bullet is wonderful, and I love it. I really do. I love the song. It's going to stay in rotation on the network when I interview all of the talent that comes on. We'll be playing Bite the Bullet. We'll be playing Bite the Bullet. It's just going to be a part of some of the songs that I play, and I'm just honored and grateful that you took the time out of your schedule to be here on tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're more than welcome. So I'm going to cue up Bite the Bullet, and then after that, guys, you're going to hear the song for intro for the Fierce Female Network, and then that's going to be it. I'm going to be back on next week. I have some phenomenal guests that's coming up, and you guys, you're going to see it on the page. I'm going to introduce what's coming up on next week, so stay tuned. And go to RadioPublic.com. Don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe to the channel at RadioPublic.com. You can subscribe to Spotify or Radio. It's a syndicated station all over the place. You can find it. And just please do subscribe at RadioPublic.com. I'd be so grateful. Thank you so much. And support Presley Tennant. Support her. She is a phenomenal talent in this world, in this universe. Support her. Here is Bite the Bullet. Yeah.
Here you come again. Fever on my skin. Giving me that look that makes me wanna just give in. And I know the love is dangerous, but baby, you make dangerous feel good. I know you're falling hard, built it from the start. You know how to get to me, a straight shot to my heart. We just can't seem to fight this, but we wouldn't wanna fight it if we could.
Right there. If y'all don't like that song, something is wrong with your music bones. I'm telling you, if you don't like that, something wrong with ya. There's some serious sauce in that tune. It is serious. All right, guys, I am out of time. This was a phenomenal time. I enjoyed it, loved it. This is
you motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.